Hey David, as you had requested, I received the file Latin Inspires, and I just wanted to provide some answers to the questions that was written in the document. So some context before I go, I was with the Latin grammar school from 96 to 98. I did my A levels there, and then went to Buckingham School for all of the previous years in the lead up to. Those 2 years at the Latin School was just amazing time. Formative stages. I did four A levels at that time: maths, physics, computer science, and business studies. And after that, after graduating, I went to Imperial College to pursue my bachelor's and master's at in software engineering. Okay, so let me just go into the questions. So the first one is, tell us what you do for a living. I'm currently I head up strategy and operations as a senior director at Twitter. I'm responsible for helping Twitter grow by defining the strategy. And I'm responsible for making sure we execute on that strategy, and that's what allows the Twitter app to be great, and has now become mainstay all around the world, from football players using it, to politicians using it around the world, to film stars, and it's just become mainstay in which the world converses. I'm proud to help build the product, and as I said, help grow the product. Are you doing what you thought you would be doing after you left school? I would say that I was fairly focused that I wanted to do something like this right from a very early age and stage. I wanted to be in a technology company. At that time, engineering, computer science was becoming big, and so I was very keen to find my way to lead product development in a computer science in the computer field. Did I think I'll be at Twitter, at the cutting edge of Silicon Valley, in San Francisco, all these years later? No. But I wanted to, as I said, lead a fairly significant company in the computer science space, or technology space. And so very proud that I've gotten here, and still a long way to go. What's been your inspiration? What's pulled you forwards into your current role? I would say my inspiration is has really been trying to really dream big, never settle, and be pushing yourself hard. And staying humble. And so the path to getting to where I'm doing now has been not a straight line. It never is. Careers are never straight lines. You build experiences, you stay hungry, you stay ambitious, you stay humble, and things work out. So after Imperial College, bachelor's, master's in 2001, I joined IBM. I spent 6.5 years learning how to build enterprise software at scale, and then I learned about how do you build businesses by spending 6 years in management consulting. Then I came and did a executive MBA at Stanford Business School in San Francisco, California. And then that's what gave me the opportunity to join Twitter. And 4.5 years at Twitter, I now do what I mentioned earlier. What do you say is your biggest achievement to date and the thing that you're most proud of professionally or personally? I would say probably, I mean, there are several. I'm very proud of the, I mean, I've filed 3 patents at the US Patent Office. I have 13 publications out there in the world. I have professionally, really helped build great teams. And on the personal front, I'm touch wood, I have an amazing family, 2 amazing children, an incredible wife and parents, touch wood, all just have a phenomenal ecosystem to help me stay grounded and stay ambitious. But if you ask me in terms of what's the most proudest of all those achievements, I would say probably I would have to say to graduate from 2 of the most phenomenal institutions in the world for their fields for computer science, Imperial College, doing my bachelor's and master's there, and for my business education, getting into Stanford and business school, again, the number one school in the world. And to go and graduate and top the class there, and pit my wits against some of the best, and do really well, is probably up there as one of the most satisfying and proudest moments of my life. It's neither professional nor personal; it's more academic, somewhere in the middle. But very, very proud to continue to learn and grow. What was there a particular teacher or a moment at school that particularly inspired you? Many. I would say that my time at the I think it was called then the Royal Latin Grammar School. It was just a magical time. I was 17, 18 years old, and I had for I would say probably the people who inspired me are probably folks like Mr. Grimsdale, who taught me computer science and was also the deputy principal. Incredibly inspiring man, resilient man, and humble, and really helped me to push myself. When I was talking to him about which schools I should go to or apply to. He was the one who said you should apply to Imperial, apply to Cambridge, and really spend time afterwards taking extra questions for me, preparing me for the interviews. It's unbelievable how much he believed in me. And his belief really inspired me to believe in myself even more, and not let him down, not let myself down. He's somebody who I'll remember for the rest of my life. There's others, Dr. Hill in physics, and I think at that time the head teacher or the principal, who was Cecilia, Miss Cecilia Galloway. I could go on. There's so many people at the school who inspired me. Next question. How important do you think your school days were in shaping who you are today? Exceptionally. As I said, those were my formative stages, trying to figure out what I wanted to be in my life. I discovered my passion for computer science. And business during my time at the school, and that's why I did A levels in both the subjects, and then I went into those fields. I also discovered about who resiliency, and ambition, purpose, humility, hunger, all of those foundational traits, values, were all defined in the school play yards and in the school classrooms. Really, life is about, as I discovered, what you learn there, you just practice again and again in different contexts. But those were the periods you learn those foundational skills, and I use them even today. Next question is, what's your work life balance like? How important is that to you? I would say that work life balance, it's always a tricky balance. I think it is very important to me. I'm a family man, family's first. But in terms of can you always prioritize it? No. Is it incredibly important? Yes. And it's about balance. In terms of, on a given week, given period of time, you may be extremely focused on work because certain things are priorities, and others can take back seat. And there are moments when you are able to put your family and your life and yourself, your mental, physical health first, and work takes a back seat. And it's just it's important to be very balanced and create the right portfolio for you in any given week between what's important, and not really forget to invest in all of those over a period of time in a very healthy way. Next question. What advice would you give to today's students who may be struggling to choose which path to take beyond school? I would say listen first to where you are most passionate about. There are certain subjects and certain areas that are naturally curious for you, and you naturally are very good at. It comes easy to you. And those are really a good telltale sign that you got something there, a calling. Secondly, get a lot of advice in terms of what that path could look like. It could be medicine, and you need to talk to doctors, and you need to talk to people who are university to understand what's involved, to see if the journey is the right journey for you, and the destination is where you want to look back in your life and say, yes, that made sense. So get a lot of advice from people around you, and do your own. Number three, do your own kind of research, so that you can triangulate between your passion, your advice, and your own gut feel. And somewhere in the middle is what you should be doing. The other advice I would give is it's okay to be wrong. Learn early. There's no such thing as a perfect career. There's no such thing as a perfect career path. It's what you make of it. And so know your destination, and your path is something that you should stay, again, hungry enough, humble enough, curious enough to figure out how to navigate. I think the last question is, finally, do you have your favorite quote, expression, or mantra which inspires you to keep going? I think probably I would look back. I'm paraphrasing, but it's something what I think Steve Jobs, in the 2005 commencement speech at Stanford, for the graduating class of 2005, he gave around the importance of connecting the dots when you look back at your career. I think that's a very important philosophy that, as you go through school and as you go through the choices you make, during undergraduate, graduate degree, and the jobs you choose. At that moment in time, the wins and the losses may seem massive, and the stakes are huge. But you know, these are all moments. These are all dots that you take, and you take paths through your career. It may make sense. It may not make sense. But when you look back every so often, it points you in a direction. And at the end of the career, when you look back, everything happens for a reason, or has happened for a reason, and that has gotten you to the place that you are at. And so, as I said, focus on the destination. Continue to play the dots. Continue to look back at the dots during this journey, and then eventually that will guide you towards your destination. So that's probably the best advice or quote or expression that I could share. Okay, with that I will close. I think those are the questions. I wish the class that is starting now the very best. Everybody's at one of the best schools that I know, and I wish everybody an amazing time, and enjoy the rich experience that the school has to offer and the faculty have to offer. Hopefully one day see you all in person. Love to say hi, and love to say hi to the school and connect with you all in person. All right, take care. Bye-bye.